on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. A unipolar world or a multipolar world? Will America be the hegemonic global leader, or is Russia going to be able to bring about a multipolar world? China, Russia, a group of nations that will work together internationally in the future? Or will the United States globalist New World Order plan eventually come to pass? Well, that's the million-dollar question, and the answer is America will be and is, has been, will always be the global hegemonic ruler of the world. It has been since World War I and will continue to be. Russia is not going to lose the battle, the conflict with the United States. The United States is not going to destroy Russia. Russia will be destroyed, as I state in previous programs, according to the prophecies about Russia. Russia and a group of nations will attack Israel and be destroyed on the mountains of Israel. I'm going to just mention some things from last Friday. Over the weekend, things happened, and we are out of touch. But last week, Maxim Oreshkin warned that the United States, part of the objective of the United States in Ukraine, is to take over the grain reserves. Should the U.S. be able to take over the reserves, there will be a humanitarian crisis, and there's going to be global famine that will occur by the end of this year internationally. He also stated, what America is trying to do in Ukraine now is to take out the grain reserves that Ukraine currently has in its possession. Just another action that dooms Ukraine to serious humanitarian problems, but it also dooms the global community to having big problems with hunger. Out of the Wall Street Journal, too, last Thursday, reported that the United States is considering granting Belarus a 6-month waiver from sanctions imposed on its potash industry last year in exchange for opening up railroads to start shipping grain from Ukraine to Lithuania. And what goes to Lithuania ends up in the hands of the United States of America. Then also, I had talked about when America left Afghanistan, we left, one of the reasons we left is because we accomplished basically what we wanted to accomplish in Afghanistan. We protected the poppy fields, the opium. But America, you might say, gave up Afghanistan to focus on Ukraine. Afghanistan hopefully was going to be an area that we could control, take over, and then use Afghanistan as a springboard to jump into Ukraine, which we have. We have done that. And we have jumped into Ukraine. Ukraine is the prize. Afghanistan was never the prize. Afghanistan was a springboard. The real prize, though, is Ukraine. Now, there was an inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction. He made a statement last week, and he said that what really broke the camel's back in Ukraine was the weight of endemic corruption. U.S. officials often empowered power brokers who preyed on the population or diverted U.S. assistance away from its intended recipients to enrich and empower themselves and their allies. So who would these U.S. people in the U.S. that would become the recipients of all the billions of dollars sent to Afghanistan? The usual suspects. I believe that the Clintons had their, they got a percentage, Bill and Hillary. I think that Barack Obama. Who knows who else in this country? What Republicans? What Democrats? Nancy Pelosi? All this money that went to Afghanistan turned right around and came back into the pockets of wealthy, powerful people in the United States of America. Also, all this money that has gone into Ukraine is boomeranged. Just like a boomerang, it has gone in, spread out, hidden, and is in offshore accounts or onshore accounts or in Swiss banks by the same people, the globalists. All of them tied together. So that's what happened to some of the money there. And then the article went on to say that Ukraine also has been one of the most corrupt countries in the international system. So what went into Afghanistan came back to, I wonder if Mitch McConnell was able to get wealthier and some of these other men like that, not just from Afghanistan, but from Ukraine also. Also, I talked at the end of the program last week on Thursday that Vladimir Putin, we'll talk about Vladimir studying the Rockefeller financial corruption system and how it works. We'll be right back Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sain, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sain, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
Everybody wants to rule the world, but one nation empire will reach that objective. The multipolar world, which is a threat to the one world global system. It is a threat, but I'm afraid that the United States empire will be the nation to rule the world. Now, I was just going to talk about, at the end of last week's Thursday program, Vladimir Putin studied, you know, like him, dislike him, love him, hate him. He's fulfilling Bible prophecy. For the prophecies of Russia in Ezekiel 37 to 38, Vladimir Putin must make Russia great politically, economically, and militarily, and also spiritually, through the Russian Orthodox Church. We may get to talk about that in a little bit. Vladimir Putin did the wisest thing that any president of Russia could have ever done. He saw that the previous two Russian presidents, Gorbachev, and who followed Gorbachev? I'll think of his name. They were giving Russia to the New World Order. They were turning Russia over to the hands of the globalists, Boris Yeltsin. Vladimir Putin realized that. There's nothing he could do. He was initially stationed as a secret operative in Germany, East Germany. But eventually, when he returned to Russia, he watched what was happening in Russia. And he saw what Gorbachev had done after the Reagan administration, at the end of that administration, and Boris Yeltsin, what he worked out with the Bill Clinton administration. And the Clinton administration working with Yeltsin, Clinton administration, the financial people, moved into Russia and basically took everything valuable in Russia. They were raping Russia, stripping Russia of her wealth, selling corporations to the West. The very powerful, wealthy Russian oligarchs were in cahoots. They were also taking and stripping Russia of its wealth. Putin watched all this. Clinton said that the agreement was that NATO would not expand toward the western borders of Russia. At the end of the Clinton administration, Clinton reversed policy and began to look at other nations that would join NATO. Yeltsin realized he'd been, he finally had a moment. He realized he'd been betrayed. He was, I've told you before that he was an alcoholic. He wasn't that old, but he was tired, I believe. And he realized the only one who was the patriot in his proximity that would be able to help Russia would be Vladimir Putin. At the end of 1999, December 31st, he turned Russia over. He resigned. Vladimir Putin became the president of Russia. For the first 4 years, he cleaned house, kicked out the Western bankers, kicked out and imprisoned some of the oligarchs in Russia. He got in, he brought in people that were going to be loyal to Russia as a nation. They're patriots. And he turned things around in Russia. This upset the globalist West, the New World Order. It upset Klaus Schwab. It upset the Clintons. It upset the George Bush Jr. administration and also the Obama administration. Putin looked at history and he watched what the Rockefeller family did, what the Rockefellers, John and Nelson, David, the Lawrence, I think John was dead, so it would have been David, Nelson, Lawrence, and he realized the satanic and the Rockefeller family, there's a system that the Rockefellers use economically. It is a system that is different from what the United States of America uses. The United States, our system, economic system, is a completely, or the playbook of the Rockefellers is a completely different playbook. It is not the same playbook that the United States government operates with. The Rockefellers' playbook is a playbook that was brought into time and space through fallen angels, through a demonic, satanic, invisible world, bringing a strategy and a form of financial control into the Rockefeller family. Some of you may not understand, but the Jekyll Island, the creature from Jekyll Island, was signed on Jekyll Island, and the place where it was signed in that building, that home, deep in the basement, there was what we would call in the Christian world a Nephilim altar. It was altars of sacrifice by Nephilim, by fallen angels, or by people that were half angel and half human. That is a spiritual portal from the invisible world down the rabbit hole, Alice in Wonderland, and that insight came into that portal, into the world, into the Rockefeller hands. The Rockefeller, eventually in the early 70s, with the oil crisis, the strategy that came in again through the occult world, through the fallen angels, the knowledge of the fallen angels, was to put in a petrodollar. And with that petrodollar system, the United States could control the nations of the world. This was a strategy by the prince of the power of the air and the creatures, the spirits that work with him. Maybe odd for you to hear it this way, but this is the best way I can explain it. Vladimir Putin, he studied that plan of the Rockefellers. And what did Vladimir Putin do? He quietly began to stash gold. He began to stash metals. And the United States didn't know about it. We did. But I believe that maybe God, to some degree, hid the eyes of the globalist leaders. They couldn't see what Vladimir Putin was going to do. Eventually, Vladimir using the exact principle of the Rockefellers and the petrodollar, Vladimir Putin waited, America attacked, and now Russia is using the same strategy. It's called the petroruble. The petroruble. And Russia, right now, I laid that to tell you this. The Russian ruble smashed a four-year high against the United States dollar and a seven-year high against the euro, and is the world's best performing currency this year. Vladimir Putin studied and is doing exactly what the Rockefeller family had done. Then North American Electric Reliability Corporation, they issued a warning that half of America faces blackout this summer. The majority of U.S. economists have warned America is barreling towards a recession this coming year, next year. This was designed, planned, just like in 1929. It's not an accident. Someone is behind the scenes, hidden, quietly directing everything that the Biden administration is doing. I know who that is. Most of you know who that is, who that individual who was a president at one time, and he, after his 8 years, because of the Constitution, the laws, he is retired, we think, but he's not retired. He's behind the scenes operating things all through the, still to a great degree, moving, shifting things during the Trump administration. And now he is directing the puppet, Biden, and the plans that Biden and the strategies and all of the policies that Joe Biden is, that laws passed, and then the policies that are in, are being, the present policies are Barack Obama policies. They are not Joe Biden policies. They were the policies during the Obama administration, which Joe was very familiar with. This is why he is capable to bring these policies and move the Obama administration in hiding forward. So some of the policy was to stop all drilling of oil, to stop the pipelines, to destroy the United States economically due to shortage of food, available fuels, cheap fuel, cheap energy, coal, water. Why do you think, I've been watching what's happening in the Hoover Dam. Do you know how much power, how many megawatts that dam puts out? Do you think that the Hoover Dam is the levels have dropped because of drought, because of lack of rain? Absolutely not. This is a plan by these globalists to kill that hydroelectric plant. They're not going to allow free power due to gravity running through turbines. You go downstream from Hoover Dam to the Davis Dam, and you see the water being pumped, allowed to go downstream from the Davis Dam there at Laughlin. This water level, the banks, the water levels are high. Last time I was there, you could run the Titanic down that river. Well, not really, but giving you a visual. That lake is being drained intentionally. There's plenty of water. All they have to do is cut back what is being released from Hoover Dam. They wouldn't have to release that much out of Davis Dam either. They're destroying that dam, and they're going to destroy Las Vegas. They'll destroy that whole area, and they don't care. We'll be back in just a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcast, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Be back in a second. Well, not a second. Let's make it about 4 minutes. Bye.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sane, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sane, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Live twice, once for your dreams and once for yourself. Your dreams are being stripped away. Like I said, they are emptying Hoover Dam, the Department of Department of Resources. Nope, I can't remember. I believe they're emptying it intentionally. Little by little, if you're in Las Vegas, eventually you're going to buy your fuel, your energy, somewhere else. And also, you're not going to have any water. Not accident, by design. I was talking about Nephilim altars there at the Creature from Jekyll Island, that house where they signed those papers. The strategy came from the Kingdom of Darkness. And the Rockefellers were part of it. Really, the financial system was already in place before that, but they needed to take over America. Now, I'll just mention this briefly. What you have been watching for the last couple of years with this matter of the virus, whether it be a virus, whether it be a poison, this also came in through the occult world. This was never allowed to come into the world. That technology, that bio-research was forbidden by God. But the fallen angels were allowed to bring it in, and the people in the occult, through all of their witchcraft, they are able to open portals and to allow that type of technology, engineering, chemistry, biology, knowledge of how to destroy the DNA of mankind. It was forbidden by God, but the Lord did say at the end of the world they would have this type of science, and they have it, and they're using it to destroy mankind. It also came in through the other world, through portals. And you don't believe that they can open portals. The CERN, you know, we don't see the spiritual world. Even Christians don't see the spiritual world the way it really is. They don't see the power behind it. They don't understand, because for the most part, the men in the positions, pastors of the land, they don't get into that. They don't look into that. They talk about the pleasant things as far as the things of Christ go. They don't look at the kingdom of darkness and what power the kingdom of darkness has. You don't believe they can bring in this type of knowledge through portals? At CERN, they are opening these portals for a split second, a millionth of a second, just a fraction of a second, and they're able to look into the realm where God dwells, into the invisible dimension. It's forbidden. But in the book of Genesis, God said that if man is one, he could even go to God's throne. If man was one. So what did God say? He came down and confused mankind's languages to keep them from being one in a evil scheme. Well, mankind, these people in that world, in the world of the wicked and the unrighteous and the world of the evil people, they're one. Their intention is to destroy mankind. And their intention is to overthrow God. They're one. And because of that, nothing is being denied them. The one thing that will be denied them is they will not be able to take over and sit in God's throne. But Antichrist, if you read the Bible, he does say in Isaiah chapter 14, his intention is to sit on God's throne, to be above God. So you may think I'm gone a little loony on you. I've absolutely not gone loony in any way. I am very clear and completely sure of what I'm telling you. At the CERN, that occult site, which was funded heavily by the Rockefeller Foundations, very heavily. Why? The Rockefeller occult family lineage has always done what is possible to destroy Christianity, destroy the morals of the land, destroy marriage, destroy the seven churches of God. This is a spiritual war battle that you're watching. That family is the most powerful occult family I believe ever to exist in this country. And if I'm correct, and I'm still looking into it, I believe that family is the most powerful occult family ever to exist on the face of the earth as a family. I know I'm presenting something to you that you may not understand. You don't have to believe it. I don't ask you to believe it. I present it to you to consider. You study that family. You study the occult lineage of that family. You look at all the occult things that that family has done in this country. That family rules this country. Now the foundations do. After the family members are all gone, the foundation of the AI of that, the artificial intelligence that had been put in place by that family, can still probably control this nation and the world. They funded all the research that has made the people of the nation sick. They have funded CERN to open up portals to bring evil into the world. They have controlled the world through oil. They have caused many wars. It goes on and on. Vladimir Putin, he saw what this family was doing. And that family is trying to destroy the seven churches of God. They're trying to destroy these lampstands of God himself. You don't believe me. Remember when back in 2016, when Hillary Clinton, they decided to launch the Catholic Spring? Remember the Arab Spring? They were going to launch a Catholic Spring to divide the Catholic Church. It's documented. We'll be back in a second. And she's a Clinton. Clinton is a Rockefeller family member. We'll be back.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it? Keeps turning round, one who can't move. Where are the clouds?
Send in the clowns. Don't worry, they're here. Okay. My thought. Hillary Clinton is a daughter of, it may be, I was thinking Nelson Rockefeller. There's evidence that points that direction. But there's also evidence that points to her being the daughter of David Rockefeller. Now, the difference would be this. David Rockefeller would be more spiritually in the spiritual world, in the dynamics of that invisible world. He would be actually more powerful as an Illuminati or whatever, however you want to phrase it, than his brother Nelson. So we do know that that family has been in the occult from way back, and we know that the policies of that family have always been directed against Christianity. In fact, they used Christianity, they used the evangelical churches, the mainstream churches, to help take the lands from the Indian, take the mineral rights, the oil rights from the American Indians. They did that not only in this country, but also down in South America. They've done it all over the world. They've used Christians. They supposedly, John D. Rockefeller, his wife, was supposedly his, I think John D.'s mother was a, was it? Yeah, I think it was John D.'s wife. She was supposedly a Christian, always teaching her son how to tithe 10%. Whether she was a Christian or not, I don't know. But they do use Christian principles so that they can receive blessings from God. Now, Hillary Clinton had been planning to sow revolution within the Roman Catholic Church in America. This is out of journal-neo.org. This is 2016. The same methods used to destroy the governments of faraway Arab and South American countries were allegedly about to be inflicted on a significant portion of the U.S. population, the Catholic voting population. So, now I'll say this, okay? They've always wanted to destroy the seven churches of God. Who is they? The occult world. The devil worshipers, the wicked people, the evil people of the world that hate God, that hate Christ, that hate the children, that have given their lives to Christ. They have tried to destroy, and they want to destroy, and eventually they will destroy these seven churches of God in Revelation chapter 1, and then more defined in chapter 2 and 3. The war, coming war, is going to be directed not just at nations that won't go along with the coming administration's policies. The whole New World Order will be a satanic order. Klaus Schwab, this man, we know who he serves. Anthony Fauci, the Abyss family, Abbeys, the Abyss family. Their real lineage is called Abyss, like the Abyss down about 500 miles, where the open caverns of Hades are, where the souls of man are kept on the side of the children of God. They're kept in paradise on the children of the those that rejected God. They're kept in fire. It's down about 500 miles or less. But anyhow, you know, I'd say less, probably 10, 12 miles. Yeah, 15. So the plan at the end of the world in the book of Revelation, it's right there for everyone to see. The plan of those who will serve the leaders of the New World Order. You know, Antichrist, who's he going to make you serve? He's going to make you serve the devil. It's right there in the book of Revelation. I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just explaining to you what it's all about. What's it all about, Alfie? This is what the Bible, the Holy Spirit, wants the world to know, what the plans of the wicked in the world today, not just to destroy nations, but the plan is for the Christian audience, for the Jewish audience, for the Messianic audience. The plan is to destroy all seven of God's churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. One of those churches, the Catholic Church. And here the Rockefeller family member has a plan to cause division, sow division within the Roman Catholicism. You don't need to do that. There's already division in that. Then you have right now, presently, what you're seeing in Ukraine is the destruction of the Orthodox Christian family in Ukraine, in that area, and the objective is to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church in Russia. It's not just a war to take over a territory. It is a war to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church. It's in the Bible. And Vladimir Putin has been resisting the New World Order satanic plans to destroy the church, the great one of the earlier, the older church, older than the Catholic Church. It's the third church in the book of Revelation, chapter 2. It's Pergamos. Pergamos is the Orthodox churches of that area. Russian, the Orthodox Church being the biggest. The objective is to destroy one of God's seven churches, Pergamos. Then Hillary was trying to destroy Thyatira, the Catholic Church. So this is what it's about. We'll be back in a few minutes. For those in the audience, they can see this. It's going to be eye-opening for you so you can make plans for the future. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Be happy. The wars, the unipolar wars led by the United States of America are going to expand, continue. There are going to be more wars. One of the wars in which they're planning to expand right now is China. But also the wars of the unipolar world, these nations which would be led by the United States of America Empire, the European nations who are being paid bought off the NATO. America's military in Europe is NATO. This is not a group of these nations that are just trying to need protection from Russia. Absolutely not. These nations are NATO members because they are funded heavily by the United States government. That's the reason they're in NATO. And war in that area is going to escalate, not just in Ukraine, but you begin to watch these nations begin to attack each other. Now, the unipolar world, led by empire, is attacking Russia. But also, the attack is on Islam, Muslim nations in that area. And also, the globalist unipolar network is at war with the seven churches of God internationally and in that area, trying to destroy the third church in Revelation chapter 2, Pergamos, the Orthodox churches. The biggest of the Orthodox family is the Russian Orthodox Church. This is a globalist plan, an attack, and a war against one of God's churches. Eventually, there's going to be a war against the Roman Catholic Church internationally. According to the prophecies of Thyatira in chapter 2 of Revelation, God is going to allow the death of millions and millions of Catholic people because of the sins of the Catholic Church, which would be idolatry. But there's also going to be a war by the unipolar system against, well, actually, I should say that also in Asia, there will be a war against the seven churches of God also. And I should say in the world, in the Middle East, the Muslim world will go to war with these churches. And in South America to a great degree. The dynamic brother, the dynamic child, the young brother of all the churches, the evangelical churches in America, the young brother, the young dynamic, the favored son, so to speak, as far as the churches. The Catholic Church is not favored, nor the Orthodox, nor the Lutheran churches. No, the favored son in the last 100 years has been the evangelical Christian churches, those tied in, affiliated with evangelism and evangelicalism, which would be the Pentecostal churches, the fundamental churches of America, and recently, here since the baby boom generation began, the new messianic churches. This is going to be the main target of the unipolar system, the led by empire. I'm giving you and telling you the future. Now you know. Now you can watch. You can observe. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Rick Rodriguez joined me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program, 1360KHSC.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.